Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Deeper Truth presents... Yes, welcome to another edition of Stand in the Gap, where we celebrate our saint of the day, remember our priests, pray for our children, remember those who have gone before, and many other special features. Following this brief program note, our saint of the day is next.
And welcome to Deeper Truth. Stand in the gap with us and Saint Raymond of Pennefort. And his story begins now with a few of his words. St. Raymond said, "Look then on Jesus, the author and preserver of our faith. In complete sinlessness, he suffered, and at the hands of those who were his own, and was numbered among the wicked. As you drink the cup of the Lord Jesus, give thanks to the Lord, the giver of all blessings." He said also, "May you never be numbered among those whose house is peaceful, quiet, and free from care. From on whom the Lord's chastisement does not descend. Those who live out their days in prosperity and in the twinkling of an eye will go down to hell. No, may we be steadfast and loyal to our Lord." He said, "May the God of love and peace set your hearts at rest and speed you on your journey. May he meanwhile shelter you from disturbance by others in the hidden recesses of his love. And he said, "This is that enviable and blessed cross of Christ, the cross in which alone we must make our boast. As Paul, God's chosen instrument, has told us, as Saint Raymond reminds us." And as you drink the cup of the Lord Jesus, give thanks to the Lord, the giver of all blessings. The preacher of God's truth has told us that all who want to live righteously in Christ will suffer persecution. So those are words coming from St. Raymond. And so St. Raymond reminds us to look on Jesus, the author and preserver of our faith, to hold fast to our Lord. So we are to look on Jesus. That's exactly what St. Raymond is saying. And he would pray, "Almighty and compassionate Father, through the life and teaching of our Brother Raymond, you showed us that love is the fulfillment of the law. Fill our hearts with love, and so make us grow in freedom as your sons and daughters. We make this prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. When looking at the lives of the saints, it can be very interesting at how the Lord used the gifts of each person. Although their gifts varied, they were sold out to God with all their hearts, minds, strength, and souls. They had many struggles, as we do. That is important to remember. But they are with the Lord. We want to imitate their strengths and know their weaknesses to help inspire us. It is also interesting how Jesus still uses the lives of the saints for his glory. Chapter 4 of Revelation is relatively a small chapter, but there is a lot of meat and potatoes there, giving us a glimpse of the heavenly worship taking place before the throne of God, which is participated in the Mass that we are involved. There are the 24 thrones on which 24 elders sit, wearing white robes, crowned with glory. These thrones represent the 12 tribes of Israel and the 12 apostles and their authority seats. And there are the four living creatures resembling the lion, a calf, a human face, and an eagle in flight, exclaiming, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and who is to come." Revelation chapter 4, verse 8. And Ezekiel was first given a vision of this, Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 5 through 21, who identifies them as cherubim, angels. Ezekiel chapter 10, verse 20. These images represent what is noble, strongest, wisest, and swiftest in creation. These images also are used by the Catholic Church to symbolize the evangelists, Mark, Luke, Matthew, and John. Notice the focus given the Gospels reading at Mass. There is much more to this, but I want to touch upon the Holy Mass benefits from this heavenly worship taking place. The 24 elders placed their crowns before the throne of God, exclaiming, "Worthy are you, Lord our God, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things. Because of your will, they came to be and were created." Revelation chapter 4, verse 11. And Revelation chapter 5 continues this very sacred scene, which quickly brings in the point I want to share. When the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before Jesus, who is the Lamb of God, they all had a harp, a gold bowl filled with incense, and the prayers of the holy ones. Consider this music. It must be beautiful, better than the best we hear on earth. They sing to Jesus, "Worthy are you to receive the scroll and to break open its seals. For you were slain, and with your blood you purchased for God those whom every tribe and tongue, people and earth and nation. You made them a kingdom and priests for our God, and they will reign on earth. Revelation chapter 5, verses 9 to 10. There we have it, the clear connection between the holy ones in heaven and the kingdom of God on earth. We do share in this communion of saints and share in this glorious worship taking place at the throne of God. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20, Jesus makes this promise to us here on earth. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, then I will enter his house. Excuse me. Them I will enter his house and dine with him, and he with me. I will give the victor the right to sit with me on my throne, as I myself first won the victory and sit with my Father on his throne. Whoever has ears ought to hear what the Spirit says to the churches, the Catholic Church. Did you understand that previous passage? Think about it. What is Jesus talking about here when he states that he would enter into the house of the one who opens the door? Jesus told the Pharisees, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will rebuild it. Jesus was talking about his resurrection. He was talking about his body, not the temple that took decades to build. Jesus is referring to the Eucharist. When we receive him in communion, there is a connection between the heavenly worship and the Holy Mass. The communion of saints is very important, that it is a great gift of God, and we are aided by the prayers of the holy ones before the throne of God. The Lord blesses us with people who are great role models, the saints, like Saint Raymond. Although their gifts varied, they were sold out completely to God with all their hearts, minds, and strengths and souls. And they had many struggles, as all of us do. That is important to remember. But they are with the Lord. We want to imitate their strengths and know their weaknesses to help inspire us. And St. Raymond of Penafort was born in 1175, and by 1195, St. Raymond became a professor of canon law at the ripe old age of 20. And St. Raymond became impressed with the spiritual rule of St. Dominic and became a Dominican by 1221. St. Raymond would institute studies on Oriental languages to help convert the Moors and Jews. And the Pope called for St. Raymond to reorganize and rearrange the whole work of canon law. His expertise became so well known, Pope Gregory IX sent for St. Raymond to serve as a chaplain. And the Pope called for St. Raymond to reorganize and rearranged the whole work of canon law on canon law. And by 1231, this work was published, and the Pope called on this work to be the only authoritative authority to be used in all the schools and higher places of learning. And St. Raymond is remembered for his works, his writings. His works continue to be relevant today by seminarians from both Catholic and Protestant backgrounds who research these works as part of their education requirements. St. Raymond's work has been to Christ's call to go to all the nations. He lived out his whole life totally for the Lord, and his talents has helped thousands of young men seeking to become priests. He had the gift of knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And I am reminded of Mother Mary's instructions to Saint, to Lucia, one of the children of Fatima, that she would need to learn to read and write to take this message to the world. And God uses us when we choose to serve him. And Saint Raymond certainly reminds us the need to use our brains as well as live out our faith. The power of an informed mind marked with the faith of a saint. We all have gifts and talents that the Lord gives us. The Lord would take Saint Raymond on 6 January 1275 and was canonized by Pope Clement VIII in 1601. And this is from a letter of Saint Raymond. Look then on Jesus, the author and preserver of faith. In complete sinlessness, he suffered, and at the hands of those who were his own, he was numbered among the wicked. And you drink, as you drink from the cup of the Lord, how glorious it is. Give thanks to the Lord. And today, Saint Raymond sings with the heavenly hosts in that great cloud of witnesses. Saint Raymond, pray for us. And Saint Raymond calls for us to pray for our priests today. We pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy today. So we pray for our priests.
It is time to pray for our priests, the real men in black.
Well, you wonder why I always dress in black, why you never see bright colors on my back, and why does my appearance seem to have a somber tone? Well, there's a reason for the things that I have on.
Without them, there are no sacraments. He counsels you. Who counsels him? He is on the front lines in the war against sin.
I wear it for another 100,000 who have died, believing that we all were on their side.
Now let us join together as we pray for our priests.
I'm the man in black.
We pray for our priests. Joyous prayer, joyous strength, joyous love, joyous net by which we catch souls. Mary, Mother of Jesus, throw your mantle of purity over our priests. Protect them, guide them, and keep them in your heart. Be a mother to them, especially in times of discouragement and loneliness. Love them and keep them belonging completely to Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Like Jesus, they too are your sons. So keep their hearts pure and virginal. Keep their minds filled with Jesus, and put Jesus always on their lips, so that they, that Jesus is the one that they offer to the sinner and to those who they meet. Mary, Mother of Jesus, be their mother, loving them and bringing them joy. Mary, bless them and keep a special place for them in your heart. Give them a piece of your heart so beautiful and pure and immaculate, so full of love and humility, so that they too can grow in the likeness of Christ. Dear Mary, make them humble like you and holy like Jesus. Heavenly Father, grant that our priests be strengthened and healed by the power of the Eucharist they celebrate. And may the word they proclaim give them courage and wisdom. Lord, incline them to constant adoration and thanksgiving. Pray in and through them. Let them live in you, and keep them in this intimate union always. O Mary, Immaculate Conception, Mother of Jesus and Mother of Priests, pray and intercede for all of our priests. Amen. And we pray for our bishops, Lord. Lord, may your Holy Spirit grace our bishops with the gift of wisdom and strength, gentleness and compassion, as our bishops continue to take up their role as our pastors and teachers. And Lord, we pray for our deacons. Lord Jesus Christ, servant of all, send your Spirit upon our deacons as they serve your church. Give them eyes to see the needs of your people, and give them a discerning mind to know your truth, and give them a generous spirit when they feel tired but needed, and give our deacons a humble heart when their work goes unnoticed, and give our deacons peace of mind in obedience and service, and give them health of body so they may serve with strength, and make our deacons fertile ground for your inspiration and love, Lord. Comfort them when they question themselves in their ministry, and Lord, grant our deacons as they age so they may share your wisdom and make their heart like yours, Lord, so they may love your people. And Lord, we pray for those who are our seminarians. We pray for our seminarians, Lord, your future priests. Give them humility, meekness, prudence, and a burning zeal for souls. Fill their hearts with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to know and love the church, that they may always and everywhere speak, act, and think with her. Pray for those who serve the altar. Thank you, Lord, for the gifts that you have given us in the Holy Mass. We pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy today. We pray for families. Pray for children. So much is being brought up against them today. We pray for children.
It is time to pray for those who will carry the faith beyond our years. Our
children. Children.
You'll have that responsibility soon enough, kids. But for now,
run and jump and play. Young, carefree children.
And help them keep their childlike faith.
And the thing that's really sad is that we lose the faith we had when we were children. Loud, proud children.
no way to begin to tell you how I feel. There are no words to express how you've become so real. Jesus, you've given me so much I can't repay. I have no
And so we, for those of you that have obstacles, why you haven't been going to Mass, if you haven't been going or going to receive Holy Communion in the state of grace or going to confession, if there's obstacles, we are saying, let it go. Jesus said, come to me, you who are weary, and you will find rest. Come to me. He said, come, follow me. So whatever the obstacles you may feel there is, let them go. Jesus will accept you.
Don't let them in, don't let them see.
If you let those obstacles go, He will raise you up.
Hallelujah. your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty in the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew.
May the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, most mysterious, and unutterable name of God be always praised, blessed, loved, adored, and glorified in heaven, on earth, and under the earth by all the creatures of God. And by the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy sacrament of the altar. And tomorrow in the gap tomorrow, Saint Angela of Foiligno, she will be entering the gap tomorrow as we will return tomorrow in our Stand in the Gap with St. Angela tomorrow as we will close for today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And today was the Feast of the Epiphany, the wise men. So may the Christ child continue to give us joy throughout this new year. Happy New Year. God bless you all today as we close in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good day.